This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran Wednesday, hours after the Iranian president said he was pulling out of parts of the six-nation nuclear deal. Mr. Trump said in an executive order Wednesday that there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, steel, aluminum, copper, and iron, major sources of revenue for Iran. U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil, its number one moneymaker, have had a devastating effect on its economy. Iran's metal industry is another major source of income. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Wednesday's 24-16 vote fell along party lines. Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the entire Mueller report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said that Mr. Trump and Barr are trying to make power or take power away from Congress and the American people.
It's an attack on the will, on the ability of the American people to know what the executive branch is doing and to have responsible government. It is an attack on the essence of our democracy, and we must oppose this with every fiber of our being.
Their ranking Republican on that committee, Georgia's Doug Collins, says Nadler is guilty of overstepping his role.
The Constitutional Crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The Constitutional Crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Late Wednesday, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, said he had subpoenaed Attorney General Barr for documents related to the Mueller probe. And Schiff said that Barr has until May 15th to comply with that. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. official on Wednesday said that America will lose control of its border with Mexico unless a massive and protracted surge of undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers, primarily from Central America, is contained and reversed. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost issued the warning to a Senate panel while announcing an eye-popping number of migrant apprehensions. That's 460,000 plus so far in the current fiscal year, which began in October. That figure exceeds the yearly total recorded by Border Patrol in more than a decade. The Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrives in Washington this week for trade talks as the United States prepares to raise tariffs on Chinese goods in the middle of his visit. A notice published Wednesday from the U.S. Trade Representative's office said that the U.S. will boost tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports Friday. That increase takes effect on the second day of Liu's visit. But President Trump wrote on Twitter Wednesday that China had informed Washington it was to send Liu to make a deal. The lawyer for Chinese tech giant Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou says that he will ask a Canadian court to stop the case against her because of comments from U.S. President Donald Trump. Meng is under house arrest in Canada, awaiting possible extradition to the United States. Canadian police arrested her on a U.S. warrant in December on charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran and defrauding banks by hiding her activities through a Huawei subsidiary. Huawei Canada spokesman Benjamin Howe says the charges are bogus because bank officials knew what Meng was doing.
It was made clear that the business activities by Ms. Meng were conducted openly and transparently with the full knowledge of banking officials.
And lawyers also said that Mr. Trump's statement that he would intervene in her case if it would help U.S.-China trade negotiations show the case is politically motivated. A Pakistani Christian woman who spent 8 years on death row over false blasphemy charges has left the country there. And Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraz says that his former, or I should say his current rival for power, General Khalifa Haftar, is trying to stage a coup and take Libya by force. Haftar leads a rival government in eastern Libya. His Libyan National Army moved against al-Sarraz's UN-installed government last month, but has been bogged down by government forces and their allies in Tripoli's southern suburbs, unable to take the capital. Some Libyan civilians caught in the fighting have said they don't care who wins, they just want the fighting to stop. UN officials say the fighting has killed 440 people and forced tens of thousands to leave their homes. Many are staying in migrant detention centers. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.